Welcome everybody to Shir number 9, Simon Kuf Aleph, Chaticha Rodes Chavit. We're going to approach this Shir a little differently than we usually do. We're going to open with a Gemara. So go get your Gemara, a Chulin, Daf Tzadivav Amud Beis, and we're going to start with V'chein Chaticha Shal Nevele V'chein Chaticha Shal Dag. And the same din applies to a chaticha of a dog tummy, or actually probably it's like a dog tummy itself, that was cooked with other chatichos, other fish. Bizman shemakirin v'nosen tam. If you know where that fish is, take it out, and the food is only usher b'nosen tam, that means 60. Vim lav, if you don't find that fish, Kulam asuros, all of the fish are asur, even if there's 100, 200. V'arotav v'nosen tam, and the rotav, the gravy, only needs 60. So again, if I cook up a fish, all the fish are asur if I cannot find it. But if I find it, all I need is 60 against the taste of the fish. Let's look at Rashi. Shenit bashal im dagim shel heter. Bizman shemakiro, Rashi says, mashlicha lechutz, throw it away. Ve'ein kan ela pleitaso, and all you have to mevatel now is the pleita, the taste that's given off. Benosin tam, you go according to the taste. Im yesh benosin tam b'kol elu, if there is a taste, so they're all asur, kulan asurin. Well, the Kama Farish, later on, we're going to explain the Nosen Tam B'min B'mino Shein Adam Yechol Avchino Shiru B'Shishim. In the case of Nosen Tam Min B'mino, that's the same taste, two taste the same. In other words, if the dog tum, it tastes the same as the dog tahor. So that's Min B'mino, they both taste the same. And you need 60, that 60 is Midrabanan. Really, midrash it's batal barov, but midrabanan you need 60. Ve'im lav kulan asuros. If you cannot find it, everything is asur, all the fish. Why? The v'kol echad yesh lomar zehu. Each single fish, you could say maybe this is the isur fish. V'gemora parich li batal barova, and the gemora asks a question: let it be batal and rov. Bizman shemakirin, when if you take it out, if you see it, lechatichos asuros haisur, if you see the isur fish, misharin benosin tam, you measure according to the taste, ve'im be'ein behen kedei letet tam, if there is not enough to give taste, bishal heter, against the heter, har yashar mutaros. That means all the other fish are mutar. V'im ein makirin, and if you don't know where that kama fish is, kol achatichos asuros, all the other fish are asur. The kol achad yesh lechulish v'lomar shema zuhi, because in every single fish you could say maybe this is the piece of fish that's asur. V'arotav mutar, the rotav is mutar no matter what, as long as there's 60 against it. With the fish and the rotav, 60 against the iser fish. Im ein bechatichos ha'iser kedei letetam. V'kol lechatichos v'akipa v'arotav. Everything is mitzdarif to mevatel the taste of the iser fish. Okay, now according to the shir, we're going to go to daf kuf. So you should go to daf kuf. But let me give you a little background before we go to daf kuf. There's a gemach locus and gemora beitza 3b. Between Rabbi Yochanan and the Chachamim. And the case over there deals with bundles of a certain spice that were usher. They were usher because they were Klai Akarim. They became mixed up with other bundles of spices. Those bundles became mixed up with others. So already you have a second mixture. You have bundles, in bundles, and then in bundles again. So according to Rabbi Meir, every bundle must be destroyed. And according to the Chamim, there's a mixture of 2 to 1. Because Klai Makarim is 200 to 1. I'm sorry, I said 2 to 1. It's 200 to 1. The basis of this ruling is that Rabbi Meir said, "Es shedarcho limnoas," and the Chachamim only said that there are 6 items that are darcho limnoas, and Rabbi Akiva added a 7th. So again, Rabbi Meir said, "Es shedarcho limnos." The S is the important thing. There's a machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Meir said S, and according to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Meir said Kol. So if you say S, Rav Yochanan, it's machlokus what Rav Meir said. Rav Yochanan said, Rav Meir said S, meaning that the objects which are always referred to by count are sold as individual units and sold as individual units are not batel. So S means always, like it's a klal. You have to sell it, it's a chok. You have to sell it by count. Okay, they're always sold that way. So something which is not sold by count would be batel. Okay, if it's something which is not sold by count. Reish Lakish said that Rabbi Meir said kol shedarcho limnos, meaning that units which are typically counted, but not always counted. It's not always counted, but sometimes they're counted, typically counted, but not every single time. An example comes to my mind. Let's say apples. People, when they go shopping and they buy a bunch of apples, they just throw a bunch of apples in a bag and they're sold by weight. LMI, sometimes apples are sold one at a time. You go and you buy an apple or you buy 2 apples. Even though you pay for it by weight, still you're buying an apple. And I have actually seen sales, it's more shaykh in America, I think, where you buy 3 apples for $1 or 3 pears for $1. So those are sold by numbers. If you buy a bunch of them, so then they're sold by weight. So that would be kol. Something which is S is more likely in our times eggs, because you see in our time eggs are sold by numbers. You don't go and buy eggs by weight. Okay, we'll talk more about that when we get to Simon 110. Now let's talk about our Gemara. Daf Kuf in Chulin. V'chein chaticha shal nevele or a chaticha of dag v'tibatel berov. Let the chaticha be batel in rov. Ani chalman d'omer kol shadar cholim no sheninu. Our Mishnah makes sense that it's not batel if we say that the learning of Reish Lakish is correct. Kol, in other words, kol, anything which is even sometimes counted is not batel. El Laman de Omer as Shadar Cholim knows. Sheninu Mai Ichalam Emar. But what? How does our Mishnah make sense if you say S Shadar Cholim knows that only things which are always counted are not batel, and fish are not always counted? Sometimes they're sold by weight. You buy a bag of fish. So what do you do? How come it's not batel? Mai Ichalam Emar. Our case is different. Shani chaticha, choyav roilis chabed. A chaticha is different because it's roilis chabed. Balifnei orchim, in front of orchim. Okay, one more point before we read the mechaber. The Prima Gadim, in his introduction to Taruvus, says that a chaticha roilis chabed must fulfill 2 conditions. It must be an iser machmas atzmo, and it is ready without a tikkun. That's very important. It's ready without a tikkun. The Minchas Kohen adds, it should be big and not small. It should be whole and not in parts. Okay, backtracking a little bit. The chaticha, that's asr machmas atzmo, so that includes even basr v'chalav. nevela, things like that, ready without a tikkun. So we're going to find out if what's called without a tikkun, does it mean if I have to cook it, that then it's not ready without tikkun? In other words, is a raw piece of meat roi lischabed? Or no, because I need to cook it, it's not roi lischabed. You don't give people raw meat. We'll talk about that in this year. Minchas Kohen adds, big and not small. Well, if somebody gives you a whole cow or a whole sheep, is that too big? Or no, too small would be one gribben, as we'll talk about. It should be whole and not in parts. So roi lischabed is, here's your steak, but it's in five different places. So whole and not in parts. That would not be roi lischabed. Now we'll go into the mechaber. Kof Aleph. Chaticha roi lischabed. Chaticha roi lischabed dino kabriya. The filu be'alef lo bato. Vafilu im haya asura bahana kevan shim titbato haita muteres v'roi lischabed. So even though it's a yisr hana, let's say basar v'chalav, you would not be able to get hana from it. It's still called a roi lischabed because if you could get hana from it, I would give it to somebody and it would be a big kavod. Ramah. Vafilu eno asura rak midrabanan eno betela. Even if it's in the iser de rabanan, let's say for example a beitza nevela, or there's a shumno shel gid, so those things are iser de rabanan. They're not batal if they're roi lischabed. V'im hu safik im hi roi lischabed, if it's a safik whether or not the item itself is roi lischabed alo, azlinen lakula. Afilu he asura deraisa. You go kula even if the isra itself is deraisa. In other words, you have a chaticha that's asur deraisa, but you don't know if it's roi lischabed or not. So we say since roi lischabed is a derabanan, we can be mekel on the chaticha, even though the chaticha itself is asur deraisa, and therefore it will be batal. Okay, now we're in sif beis. Sif beis. Ein la din chatich roi lischabed elaim kein isura machmas atzmo. It's only a chatich roi lischabed if it's whole goof, its whole entity is asher. It's called an isra machmas atzmo. Kagon nevela, basar v'chalav. Aval im nesra machmas chikibla tam be'isur, v'ulay ashishim lebatlo. But if it's aser because it got taste from something that's aser, in other words, it was cooked with a davar aser, now the food is aser to eat, afilu lami shesover chaticha atzmo nasa nevela ein la chaticha din chaticha roi lischabed. Even if you hold that chaticha nasa nevela b'shar isurim, still it doesn't make it a gufa aser, and therefore the chaticha would be batal. Ramah, let's do the Ramah and then we'll go into the Shir. Vafilu chaticha shlo nimlecha batela. Even a piece of meat that was not salted, that piece of meat is batel. The ein isra machmas atzmo, because it's not an isra machmas atzmo. Rak machmas dam ablua ba. Only because the blood is inside of it. So in and of itself is not called an isra machmas atzmo. Kol chaticha shlo nasra rakadei klipa batela, and any chaticha that was only asra kadei klipa is also batel. Why? The haria klipa eino roi lischabed, because the klipa itself is not roi lischabed. So if a hot piece of meat falls into cold milk, and a piece of meat becomes asra kadei klipa, so since the klipa is not roi lischabed, and that piece of meat gets mixed up with others, so we don't say all the klipot of all the meat are usher, because the klipa itself is not a roi lischabed. Okay, now let's look at the shir. Keep in mind that there's, before we do this shir about cheese, we're on Halacha 101 Sif 2, I want to make a little introduction here. There's a difference between chalav treifa and chalav tameh. Chalav treifa can turn into cheese, and chalav tameh cannot. Chalav treifa and chalav tameh. Chalav treifa is a gufa yisr, and so is chalav tameh. Another thing, chalav treifa can be used as a mamid, chalav tameh not. If you try and use chalav tameh as a mamid, it collects in between the cracks. Once it collects in between the cracks, so it's nikar, and that's called an iser gufo. There's a machlokas bechlal if cheese is royally schabed. The Taz Paskins against the Rishal. I didn't bring the Rishal in this year. The Rishal holds that cheese is not royally schabed. But we hold that cheese is royally schabed. Let me just make a point again. Chalav treifa is an iser machmas atzmo. Now, gvina akum. Gvinas akum is bechlau an iser. That's an iser to the Rabbanan. In other words, the Rabbanan made gvinas akum aser. Why? Because there's a chashash that the gvina itself is made with treif cheese or a piece of or keva. That means a piece of the stomach was used to help ferment the cheese and make it into cheese. So now we have three types of cheese. We have treifa, cheese made with completely with treifa, or a ma'amid of treifa. We'll call that treifa cheese. Okay, we'll get into the differences between the two in a minute. Cheese made with tamim milk, but it doesn't mean that the tamim milk made the cheese, because tamim milk can't make cheese. So you have, it's a balua. Meaning once the cheese is made, the tamim milk collects between the cracks. And you have cheese made with or hakeva, that the stomach lining, a piece of the stomach lining was used as a catalyst to make the cheese. And one more point is the chlal, cheese made by a non-Jew is not kosher, because we have a chashash of how it was made. Maybe it's not made pure with pure milk. Okay, now let's look at our shir. The Taz 4 quotes the Torah's Chatos 42 Mem Beis, who says that if chalav treifa was used as a mamid to make cheese, the cheese is not called iser machmas atzmo, because the chalav treifa in the cheese is considered an iser balua. Okay, so now again, it's chalav treifa. Chalav treifa is from a behemah tahora, and that chalav treifa was used as a mamid to make cheese. As a side point, in order to make cheese, you have to have a catalyst. So that catalyst, we usually use chalav tahor. They used to use chalav tahor. They used to take a little baby calf and nurse it as much as it could eat, and then shecht it, and then take some of that milk and make cheese with it. That was chalav tahor. But if it was chalav treifa, so that chalav treifa is not butl because of a din of mamid. Yet the Taz says that that's considered an iser balua. However, the Bach asks later on, back in our shir, the Bach asks later on that the Torah's Chata says that the Gvinas Akum is considered an iser migufo. And if it is mixed up with other cheese, we do not permit it, even in the case of Sveik Sveika. Therefore, the Bach argues that cheese is called Roy Lischabed, and it's not considered an Isser Balua, because an Isser Balua would not be Roy Lischabed. So since you can not mitstaref it to a Sveik Sveika, must be that cheese is a din of Roy Lischabed, which means it's an Isser Gufo and not an Isser Balua. So he argues really and essentially with the first din of the Torah's Chatos, and he says that you do not treat cheese that is made with a chalav mam with a treifa mamid as an iser balua. You have to treat it as an iser machmas atzmo. Going further in our shir, The Taz explains that there's no stira in the Torah's Chatos between 40 and 43. Okay, there's no stira. The reason that Gavinas Akum is called an Iser Migufo regarding Sfeik Sfeika, that's in the din of 43:7, is because we're Choshesh that there is Chalav Tome mixed into it. Therefore, the Chamin gave it a din of a definite Iser, and if it is not Batal Barov, for example, it is mixed with only one other piece, we cannot make a Sfeik Sfeika out of it. Okay, we can't make a Sfeik Sfeika out of it because it's an Iser Migufo. So if it's not Batal, you can't make it a Sfeik Sfeika, not because it's Roilis Chabad, but because it's an Iser Migufo, and therefore it won't be Mitztaref to make a Sfeik Sfeika. In other words, you can't say maybe it's Mutter. So let's say if you have two pieces, one of them was this piece of Gavinas Akum, and one of them was a kosher piece. You don't know which one is which, and they get mixed up with other pieces. So you can't say, maybe it's the Gavinas Akum, maybe it's not. And even if it's the Gavinas Akum, maybe it's really Mutter. No, you can't say that, because the Chachamim gave it a din of definite Iser, since there we have a Chashash that Chalav Tameh was mixed into it. The Taz goes one step further and says that an Iser Ma'amid is not considered, an Iser Ma'amid is considered an Iser Blua in relation to the din of Chaticha Roilis Chabad. So that means that if cheese was made with a Ma'amid of a Chalav Treifa, so then that's only an Iser Blua, because it was only a mamid. However, continuing in our shir, if cheese was made with chalav treifa, this would give the cheese the din of iser machmas atzmo. In the case where we don't know how the non-Jew made the cheese, it's called the chaticha roilis chabed, since we are choshesh that it was made with or hakeva, a piece of the stomach lining. Okay, now that makes the din of basar v'chalav. If you use meat, the stomach lining, to make cheese, so then that's called the basar v'chalav, according to the Taz. And that's an Iser Machmas Atzmo. So if I use chalav treifa to make cheese, in other words, I use some of the milk that's found in the stomach as a callus to make cheese, that's not called basar v'chalav. But if I use the stomach lining itself to make the cheese, that was a catalyst, so then that is called basar chalav, according to the Taz. It's called the Nisr Machmas Atzmo. The Ber Heitev and Rabbi Akiva Eger argue with the Taz and say that even in this case, of Or HaKeva, that's considered an Isr Balua. This is because the din of basar chalav only applies when meat and milk was cooked together, but not when they're pickled together, or not when it's used as a mamid. So it's not considered an Iser Machmas Atzmo. That's the kasha of the Ber Heitev and the Rebbe Akiva Eger against the Taz. And strong. The Ber Heitev suggests that even an Iser Mamid has a din of an Iser Machmas Atzmo. The Taz concludes that Stam Gavinas Akum that was not made with Or HaKeva is not called a Chaticha Roilis Chabad. So it comes out a Chiddush that if Or HaKeva was used in Iser Machmas Atzmo, because that was Basar V'Chalav, and if it was an Iser Treifa, if Chalav Treifa was used as a Mamid, so that's called an Iser Blua, and the cheese is not Chaticha Roilis Chabad. The Nekudas HaKasev argues that all Gavinas Akum, whether it's the Balua is a Treifa or whether the Balua is Or HaKeva, it's called Chaticha Roilis Chabad. This is because once the Rabbanan said that Gevinas Akum is Aser, then it doesn't matter what they are made with. It's not called a Nisr Blua. No, it's not called a Nisr Blua. It's called Nolad the Isura. And therefore everything, and therefore the cheese is always going to be Aser. Metav Roy Chaticha Roy Lischavet. Okay, further along in our Shir, Halacha 101.3. Okay, Kuf Aleph Gimel. Chaser Tikkun. Let's just read. First, let's read the Shir this time, and then we'll look at the Halacha. We'll see it inside the Halacha. Not a lot of people here, it's just being Masad or something. So, from the Gemara Chulin, we learn that a Chaticha Roy Lischavet is not Batal according to all opinions, since the Gemara does not bring a dissenting opinion. So everybody holds that a Chaticha Roy Lischav is not Batal. However, the definition of what is called Chaser Tikkun is left to debate. There are four opinions. Let's first state the four opinions. The Rush, the Smak, the Rashba, and the Yesh Omrim in the Rush. Okay? The Rush, even a sheep with its skin or its chicken, or a chicken with its feathers, is called Roy Lischavet because it is not small. Even though the Chaticha is not fitting this moment to give to a guest, after preparation it is. This is true regardless that the preparation which takes a great deal of effort. So it's Roy Lischavet, according to the Rush, Roy Lischavet, even though it's a Tircha to fix it for a guest. Okay, Tircha Gedola. The Smak and the Mario. Number two. That which needs a great deal of preparation is not called Roy Lischavet. Okay, so they say that according to the Rush, that's too much preparation. In other words, if I have to skin the sheep, cut it up, butcher it, prepare it, that's not called Roy Lischavet. However, that which needs a small amount of preparation, like cutting or cooking, is called Roy Lischavet. The Rashba number three, there is a difference between cutting and cooking. If the Chaticha is overly large, then it is not Roy Lischavet. However, if it is properly cut up, then it is Roy Lischavet, even though it is not cooked. So the Smak said if it's not cooked, it's not Roy Lischavet, and the Rashba said if it's not cooked, it still is Roy Lischavet. Number four, the Yesh Omrim in the Rush, only that which is fitting for a guest as it is right now, as it's going to be served, that's called Roy Lischavet. If it needs cutting or cooking, it is not called Roy Lischavet. So let's state those four opinions again. You have the Rush, that even a tikkun gadol. You have the Smak, that a tikkun gadol is not Roy Lischavet, but a tikkun katan, like cutting or cooking, is still called Roy Lischavet. The Rashba, that small, properly cut up pieces are Roy Lischavet, even if they are not cooked. And the Yesh Omrim in the Rush is only what is right now on the moment. That is what's fitting. That's Roy Lischavet. Now let's look at it in the Mechaber. Tarnagol b'notasa, a chicken with its feathers, shenitz arv becheros batela. Shahari ain't Roy Lischavet. Lifnei orchim kamo shehi. A chicken which is mixed up is not called Roy Lischavet because it's not fitting the way it is. Even though after it gets mixed up you skin it or take off its feathers, it's still not called Roy Lischavet. It doesn't make all the animals that it got mixed up with Aser. V'chein lo chashiv Roy Lischavet eli'im kein himibushalet, has to be cooked. V'chein kevis sholem O chaticha gadola yoter midai lo chashiv Roy Lischavet. Shein derech liten lifnei ha'oreach keves shalem or chaticha gadola yoter midai, or if it's too big or it needs cooking. V'yesh cholkin b'kol zeh, and there are those people that argue with all of this, that, and which we saw in the shir, the different arguments on this point. The Rama says, V'chein noagin b'ova mitarnagolis b'notza d'mechusaris ma'isa gadol. We are noheg that even raw meat is called roilis chabed. The only thing is that if it has its feathers on it or a maisa gadol, so then it's not called roilis chabed. The nagim bo shia batela. In that case, if it's a maisa gadol, like taking off the feathers, so then the piece is batel. V'chein reglaim al rosh, the feet or the head, shlo nechrechu misaran, that you didn't do haricha on the hair. That's where you burn off, singe the hair in order to make it easy to saw. Aval im kfar nechrechu chashiva chaticha rilis chabed afilu lo nimlechu adayin. So if you already singed the hair, so then the raglayim, that's like the raglayim that they use to make foot soup, or the head, those, then you could say that the piece is roilis chabed, even if it's not salted yet. But afilu keves shalem is not batel. Mi raglayim shel ofos milvad raglay avos. However, the chicken feet, except for goose feet, v'chein raglay behema daka v'medinos enu lo chashivay klal ubetelin, or behema daka, that's like sheep feet, I think, behema daka is not considered roilis chabed even in these places, and her batel. Roshal ofos eno chashuv batel, and the head, chicken heads are not chashuv, and they are batel. Now let's go into our shir. So we see that the Rama holds, like the Smak and the Mario, that even though the chaticha is not properly cut or cooked, it is still called roilis chabed. Okay, so a raw piece of meat is called roilis chabed according to the Rama. However, it is not clear what the Mechaber holds, as we will now learn. The Mechaber. We said many times that the klal of the Mechaber is Stam v'yesh halacha ke Stam. The Stam opinion in our case is that a chaticha which is not cooked is not called roilis chabed. The v'yesh in our case is that it is roilis chabed even though it is not cooked. So again, the Stam din is that raw meat is not roilis chabed, and the v'yesh is that raw meat is roilis chabed. Therefore, lechatchila, only lechatchila, we are concerned with the opinion of v'yesh. However, since the Stam halacha is that uncooked meat is not called roilis chabed, therefore, mikra din, the essence of the law, we would say that the halacha is that uncooked food is not roilis chabed and is batel mikra din. Yet, this is not the din. We see in two places that the Mechaber holds that uncooked meat is called roilis chabed. In Samech Tet Yud Dalid, a piece of meat that's 3 days old is called roilis chabed, even though it's not cooked. And the Mechaber is telling us over there that the blood in the meat is what's aser, but not the piece of meat itself. The piece of meat doesn't take on the din of roilis chabed. Now, if raw meat was not roilis chabed, he shouldn't tell us that afalpi that the meat is roilis chabed over there in Samech Tet. He should just say the meat is batel. They said it's batel even though it's not roilis chabed. Place number two, where the Mechaber shows me ikra din, he holds that raw meat is release chabed, is in the din of kavua, simin kuf yud, sif hay, a chaticha and that's mixed up in the butcher store, users all of the meat in the store, because it's called the release chabed, even though it's not cooked. So we see in the two cases, in those two cases, that we're dealing with meat that is raw, and it's called roilis chabed. And here we see that the stam din is that meat is not roilis chabed, meat not cooked. It's not roilis chabed. So how do we hold? The Kaf HaChayim also brings this theory of the Mechaber and says that where the custom is to be mako, one should be mako in a hefsa meruba. However, in a place where there is no custom, one should be machmir. The din of the Ashkenazim is like the Ramah, which is to be machmir, that a raw piece of meat is not batal. Dalid. Halacha Dalid. Shum and Akanta, back into the Ramah, the Mechaber. Shum and Akanta ain't a roi lischabed. Avul or shum and avuz mikre roi lischabed. Veino batal. Okay, that's Gribbins. In our shear, the Taz 10 says that duck fat, whether it's a large piece or cut up, is roilis chabed. The Mishmah Zozahav disagrees. He says that even though a large piece of fat would be roilis chabed, if it were cut up, each piece is no longer roilis chabed, and therefore the pieces would be batal in kosher ones. In other words, even all together, they're not called roilis chabed. Has to be that it's one big piece. But if it's a bunch of pieces together, it's still not called Roi Lischabed, because no one particular piece is Roi Lischabed. Number 5. Kuf Yud Sif Hey. The Mechaber holds that B'nai Me'ayin do not have a din of Chatich Roi Lischabed. According to the Rashal, B'nai Me'ayin are Roi Lischabed. L'mais the Shach and Taz both hold like the Rambam, that the din of Roi Lischabed depends on place and time. That's the big klal, that Chaticha Roi Lischabed depends on place and time. Now, the rest of the Mechaber and Ramah, you should be able to go through by yourself. You should have no problem. You should read it through. Try to understand every Shach and Taz. And the only reason why I didn't really cover it in the shir is because it's really should be quite simple at this point. Let's go on to the review questions. Explain the machlokas between the Taz and the Bach. So the Taz will say that Gevinas Akum has a din of Iser Belua if I know for sure that it was not made with Or Hakeva. So since it's an Iser Belua, even though Gevinas Akum is Aser, it's not going to have a din of Roi Lischabed on the Chashash that it was made by with the Iser Trefa, with Chalav Trefa. It's even a Chashash. Okay? I just know for sure it was not made with Or HaKeva. If it was made with Or HaKeva, so it's an Iser Machmas Atzmo, and that's Roi Lischabed. If it was made with Trefa Mamid, so then it's called an Iser Belua. And if I don't know whether it was made with a Trefa Ma'amid or not, I only know it was not Or HaKeva, it still has a din of being Aser because of the Chashash that it was made with a Trefa. But it's not called the Chaticha Roi Lischabed according to the Taz. According to the Bach, even if it was made with Chal of Trefa as a Ma'amid, so it still has a din of Chaticha Roi Lischabed. But even the Taz will agree that if it was made entirely out of Chal of Trefa, that's a din of Roi Lischabed, and that's not Batal. What are the, number two, what are the four opinions of what's called Roi Lischabed? So that we said, you have the Rush. One second, yeah. The Rush, the Smak, The Rashba, the Yesh Omrim. The Rush sighs. Even if it has its feathers on or its skin on, the animal sighs. The Smak and the Maril, number two, is that if it's chaser, a great deal of preparation, it's not really chavid, but raw meat is called Roy Lischabed. Or cutting, the small amount of cutting is called Roy Lischabed. Number three is the Rashba, is if the Chaticha is overly large, it is not Roy Lischabed. But if it's properly cut up, it is Roy Lischabed, even though it's raw. And the Yesh Omrim in the Rush is that it has to be the way that it has to be served the way it is. So those are the four opinions. And what's the difference between them? Clarify. So obviously the Rush, it's a Tircha Gadola. That's how I define it. Anything with a Tircha Gadola. Even things with a Tircha Gadola are Roy Lischabed. The Smak and the Mario says a Tircha Gadola is not Roy Lischabed, but cutting and cooking are still called Roy Lischabed. Cutting or cooking is called Roy Lischabed. The Rashba number three is cutting is a problem. So if I have a whole chicken and I have to cut it up, so that's called not Roy Lischabed. The Smak and the Maril will say that that is Roy Lischabed, a whole chicken. Okay, a chicken is, you don't have to cut it up that much. That's a small amount of cutting. But the Rashba will say it's overly large, so therefore it's not Roy Lischabed. You don't give somebody a whole chicken to eat. And the Yesh Omrim in the Rush, that's pretty obvious. Has to be Roy Lischabed the way it is. Even raw food is not called Roy Lischabed. The Ramah holds like, that's number four, who does the Ramah hold by? So the Ramah holds like the Smak and the Maril, that cutting or cooking, even chaser, cutting or cooking, a small tircha, is called Roy Lischabed. Who does the Mechaber hold like? Okay, well that's a stira in the Mechaber. What is the stira brought in our shir? Okay, this Mechaber holds stam, that even raw meat is not called Roy Lischabed. Elamai, we see in two other places that the Mechaber holds that raw meat is called Roy Lischabed. We see it by Malicha, and we see it by the din of Kavua. In both of those cases, we see raw meat is called Roy Lischabed. So, what is Halacha Lamaisa, number six? So, the Kaf HaChaim says that Halacha Lamaisa is for Sfardim, that if in a place where it's where there is a coup, where people are makel, you could be makel in a hefse meruba, but where there is no custom, one should be machmir, that raw meat is Roy Lischabed. So in a hefse meruba, according to Mechaber, you could be makel if people are makel in that place. And the Ashkenazim are machmir that raw meat is called Roy Lischabed. Is one gribben Roy Lischabed? So one gribben is not Roy Lischabed because you wouldn't give it to an oreach. If a lot of them are put together, so that would be a bit of a machlokus. A lot of gribbons are put together, so the Taz said that whether it is a large piece or cut up, it is Roy Lischabed. So if they're all cut up and together, they're equal to a nice portion, so that's called Roy Lischabed. However, the Mishpat Zohar says if they're all cut up, since each one of them is no longer Roy Lischabed, all of them, even together, are not Roy Lischabed. Number 8. From your own sfora, explain why the din of Roy Lischabed is dependent on time and place. I look at it as a supply and demand. If you have a lot of food, at a certain point, it's not Roy Lischabed anymore. Let's say Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, at one point, somebody offered you a Coca-Cola that would be a drink that's Roy Lischabed. Nowadays, Coca-Cola, a drink of Coca-Cola, is they drink, I think, more cola than water. So it's not Roy Lischabed. So it depends on supply and demand and what people, how people relate to it. That's our shir. We just finished Simen Kuf Aleph, and we did the first five Sifim in Kuf Aleph. I would hope that people would finish the other daf in the halacha. Please finish the other daf, and it's, you know, test your strength. See how your reading is going. Thank you very much. Call to.